Hello there, and welcome to our podcast. It's called Cosplay and Cocktails.
This is Paige.
And I'm Jesse, as always.
As always. Jesse, we went to a con.
We did our first con of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
First, wasn't it? You didn't forget one. Your brain isn't that bad.
Thanks.
You're
Appreciate it.
welcome. but before we get into that, let's get into cocktail corner. What are you sipping on?
Actually, I've got a mocktail. I need to go refill it because we did like an hour of pre-podcast nonsense. So I'm going to go. We have, I guess if I mention it, here locally, I think everyone that listens to podcasts probably can figure out approximately where I live anyway. I want to give them a shout out. There's a really cool new semi-local store. And it's owned by this, like, I think there are a couple, together, a couple, you know what a couple means.
I do.
They have a little shop, but they also have a little farm. And
cute.
They grow things on the farm. Well, now I can't
that's
find my
a lot of times. A lot of times, that's what happens on farms.
Well, I mean, there's also could be livestock, but to my knowledge, they have bees. I think bees are probably technically classified as livestock. Anyway, I got shrub, apple butter ginger pucker shrub, drinking shrub.
What the heck is a drinking shrub?
It's like, they said it was like vinegar. So, I guess it's kind of like kombucha. Taste-wise, like, but it's sweeter than, I mean, I like kombucha. So, but they recommended like mixing it with either like seltzer, you can make a mocktail. But then they also have bitters. We have homemade bitters that they make and like different homemade syrups. And so I got a bunch of their homemade. Yeah. Like they also make hot sauce. They said they're going to have pickles soon. All kinds of homemade pickles. So, but this apple butter,
I think
it's good. It's good.
Pretty good.
It has all things that are good.
That's all things that are good.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like, it reminds me of kombucha, but they called it shrub or drinking vinegar.
Interesting.
It's, yeah. And on the thing, it just says apple butter ginger pucker. Enjoy over ice with something bubbly for a refreshing beverage. Also add it to your favorite cocktail. Puckers also go great in marinades, vinaigrette sauces, or wherever you need some tasty zip.
Tasty zip. Hey.
There you go. That's
I
what I said.
Am enjoying a pickle margarita.
Yep.
Which is so delicious. It's tequila and simple syrup and pickle juice and a little bit of lime. And then it has a tahini rim and it is delicious. If you like pickles, you like pickle juice, I highly suggest it.
I like pickles. I don't like pickle juice. I don't want to drink. I don't want something that salty.
Jesse, you feeling curious about anything?
You know, I guess. Is there any costume that you are like, man, I really want to do that, but that is not my fandom? And I would be like, I just don't know enough about it. Like just something that's cool. You know what I mean? Have I asked you that before?
I don't think so.
I don't think
Yeah,
so
this is
either.
something I feel like maybe even deserves like a we've talked about before having maybe previous guests back on to talk about a topic. And I think this is something that I would be interested to hear other cosplayers' point of view about. But
Yeah.
we've talked about before, like, how much of a poser should you feel like if you are like, oh, I love that cosplay, but I know nothing about it, or I've not watched the show, or I've not played the video game, or whatever it
I mean,
is.
yeah, no, what made me think of this, I guess maybe another way of phrasing it would be, is there anything that has made you want to like can you think of a costume? I was looking at pictures from Evil, and that's what made me think of it. Is there something that maybe not like posery, but like is there something where you've seen the costume and you're like, oh, I have to go and watch XYZ thing, or I have to go investigate this fandom further because I want to do that costume. I have two things. You can probably guess at least one of them.
I don't know if there's anything specifically. I know that.
There's one I keep saying that I'm going to watch, and then one I just recently.
I know one of yours, but for me, I can't really think of anything. I know I have an answer, but not necessarily because I saw a cosplay and I was like, ooh, I want to do that. You are getting ready to do a cosplay for a con that I think we will
I mean, you
be
can just
at.
say it. I don't, I
Yeah,
mean,
I'm
you
gonna
say
say I'm
however
gonna.
much you want. You do whatever you want.
You're getting ready to do a Gale from Baldur's Gate 3, and just the amount of Baldur's Gate TikToks that you have sent me, and then my algorithm has now picked up.
Don't like no whips and chains. That.
Yes, Jack Harlow.
Okay.
But yeah, your Gale thirst traps, and then that has in turn just really turned my algorithm into Baldur's Gate 3, which I enjoy seeing. There have been some really cool cosplays I've seen from that because of the algorithm. I have been trying to come up with a cosplay to wear when you're doing your Gale, and I was like, what if I did
Sorry.
Astarion from Baldur's Gate? So I had got it in my head. I think you maybe mentioned it, like if there was anybody you were going to cosplay from Baldur's Gate 3, I think it would
Yeah.
be Astarion.
He's the
And
one I
I
felt
was
like you would be
like,
most drawn to, and he's the one that would be most realistic to like do for you, like as like in a week and a half to this con that we're getting ready to go
Yeah,
to.
so
So.
I've been really, I'm still haven't decided as of when we are recording this episode what I'm doing. But the more and more I kind of looked into him, I was like, ooh, like elf ears and vampire teeth, like, and sass, like,
Well, because he
say
is an
less.
elf and a vampire.
I know, right. So I don't know.
So.
That's the only one that really comes to mind. I'm sure there's one. I'm sure there's something out there that I'm just not thinking of, but that's what immediately comes to mind. But I know of at least one of yours.
Yeah, the one that made me think of this was actually not the one we had just like most recently discussed, but then it kind of made me think of that. But the one I keep saying that I'm gonna watch so I can cosplay it is Belle, the anime movie. But I still haven't. I literally have like probably at least twice. I've like gone to HBO Max. I've put like I like clicked on Belle, and then just like I haven't, like I just haven't been in the right mindset, I guess, to sit down and like actually give it the attention it deserves. So, but every time I see so there was someone at Evil at their prom. I went back and was looking at their page, just kind of trying to think of a question. And one of the winners of their cosplay prom did a Belle costume. And I know we saw one at the con as well. So I always think that like all those costumes are so beautiful. They've got like a hat, there's a hat one. They're all like very much my aesthetic, the type of, so that's the one that I really wanna Hopefully, I guess I like it if I watch it, or else, like, if I hate it, then like it would make me less excited to potentially do the costume. And then another one, the other one is Bridgerton, which that's the one that you, I'm sure, were probably thinking of because we just talked
No,
about it.
I was thinking about Belle, actually. I
Oh,
completely forgot
Bridgerton was
about.
the one. Yeah, Bridgerton is like, again, I wouldn't like, it's more of the, you sent me a picture of like this newest season that's coming up, I think. And there's some really beautiful costumes in
Well,
that. I really
it's
like the,
beautiful.
I like the Bridgerton, I feel like is very much kind of our cosplay aesthetic, whereas it's like historical, but not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like historical, but
Yep.
not taking it too seriously. Like, so like maybe a historical silhouette, but a modern fabric or a modern pattern or,
Brighter
modern
colors than they would have
accessories. Like,
probably used in.
right. Like not necessarily not, like historical
Not
fiction.
historically accurate. Yeah.
Right. And then like, yeah. So that's kind
It's
of, like I
historical
said,
fantasy is, I think, what
right.
it's considered.
Yeah. So I really, but again, I, Bridgerton, I don't think I'm gonna like it. It just, I
I
don't
don't
like,
think
again,
you're
that's
gonna
not.
like the plot as much as I do, because it is very like, I'm actually reading the third book right now,
I don't
and
even
it
know
is
the
very
books.
much like Harlequin
The
novels.
books came first
Like,
or the show came first?
the books came first.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I thought
they're
it was a
older
Shonda
books.
Rhimes. Is it
I mean,
Shonda Rhimes?
yeah, she took over like she's producing them, yes.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think you're gonna love the cheesy Harlequin-esque, which like they're more modernized for the show than the books for sure. But it's not your thing necessarily. So yeah, I mean I like the story. You and I have very different tastes in things. I like the story, and but the
Yeah.
costumes are just so good.
Yeah, that
So
is,
I
like I said, it's
know I
the.
like Glutton for Punishment asking, like begging you to watch the show, because I know there's a really high chance you're gonna be like, what the? You
Yeah,
thought I
no,
was gonna like
I.
this?
Yeah, I, like I said, I, the, it's one of those, like, mostly for the costumes. Like, we kind of did a Bridgerton
Yeah, but
mashup.
that could have just been Regency
Right,
mashup too,
and that's what I'm
like.
saying. Like, and also it was like TNG, so like,
Right.
I like, I feel like as long as I got one of the two.
I think that's it's a very like I'm not completely decided on the topic of like, is it okay or not, or is it lame or whatever to cosplay as
Don't
something
know.
that
I
isn't
always think that like
I.
it. I kind of think it depends on the situation because. It's easy for me to say like, oh, why would you do that? But like, there are definitely characters, like there's nothing from like something, I can't think of anything like I, from something like I've never seen at all, or I have like,
Right.
or something that I outright don't like, or don't, don't, I'm not familiar with at all or anything like that. But there's definitely characters that like, I would not have cosplayed on my own that I did to like, either to match you or to be a part of a group cosplay. So like, I think it's kind
Yeah,
of
it's
a fine
interesting.
line.
Might be a future episode,
Yeah,
discussion
that's why I say
about
I
it.
think it's kind of a fine line. I think for the most part, it's kind of with anything. Like, on the one hand, it's always more fun, like especially if it's something it went with, if it's something you're really passionate about, like one of your top
Absolutely.
fandoms, like meeting other people
But how
that
long
are
ago do
passionate
you
about.
feel like, I mean, we've talked about this, like we're kind of running out of characters.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, and which I mean, and that's I think why there are certain characters we keep coming back to because they
Right.
like, but or certain fandoms that we keep coming back to. But so, like I said, it's easy for me to like, it's, I think it'd be easy to say like, oh, it's completely, and the fact of the matter is, regardless of either of our opinions or anybody's opinion, 9 times out of 10, nobody's gonna know. Like
Right, and also
most,
cosplay what you want. Like, truly, cosplay what you want, but I am curious about like how other cosplayers feel about it
I'm sure
for
it's
their
like anything.
personal, you know, like I would never
Well,
like
and like I know there are professional
because
cosplayers that sometimes get paid to
right.
cosplay. Like
But
Jalia,
like
we
you
have.
said, like we're not gonna know, like most people aren't gonna know. You and I
Right.
aren't gonna go up to somebody and be like, what episode did she wear that outfit in, you know, or whatever, you know.
No, again, like
But
someone
most
might. Like
cosplayers
it's not.
are right, but yeah, but most cosplayers, most people aren't gonna know if you actually know that source material. So it's just up to that person, like, you know, I
Yeah,
think.
like I said,
So
if somebody comes
please
up
don't think I'm
like,
saying it's just something we have been trying to figure out for ourselves.
yeah, like I said, I probably wouldn't do a, like I don't know, like I it, again, like I'm thinking about like the thing that made me think about it was Belle, and then thinking about Bridgerton, like you know, being like, oh, I'd really like to do, or like even you know, when I bought like the Torrid Outlander dress before I had seen any Outlander. And I was even like, oh, is this kind of lame of me? But I was like, it's a beautiful dress. This is a casual version of it. So no one would even necessarily know that it was supposed to be Outlander. And it's on clearance and has pockets. But, and then, you know, I watched Outlander and it's not for me. But I still think, you know, the costumes are beautiful. So.
Let's talk about the con we went to. First con of 2024.
Yeah, we went to EvoCon.
We did in Evansville, Indiana. This is our second year back as press for the EvoCon. I think it was even better this year.
I will say I have been the past 2 years very impressed with
Yes. They
EvoCon.
we commented last year that, you know, for our first year, for us, it is a small con for us to cover. It is and I'm not saying that in any kind of shady way. It is just a smaller
No.
it's just a smaller con for us. And we had a great time last year. Everybody was super wonderful. We enjoyed the cosplay contest. We did some paneling. I don't feel like we did as much paneling last year.
Don't feel like there was
And
as much like
did
relevant
you?
panels for us last year.
You don't feel like there was?
Not relevant panels, not
Oh,
like panels for
right.
things that
I
we're
didn't
interested
either.
in.
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
not, so
Yeah. We
not,
went
I'm
to
saying
some
relevant
panels.
to us.
Right. Yeah. There wasn't
I think there was a better
last year.
variety of programming this
Yes.
year.
Last year, you know, we enjoyed the panels that we did go to. Their vendor hall for the size of the con is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
Got a
we had
Gale
a great time.
keychain.
It is, well, I'm talking about last year.
I'm talking about this year.
I know you are. And it's close. It is one of our closest cons.
Yeah.
Really easy for us to get to, and we
The
are so
city,
excited that they.
Evansville's a very small city. So easy to get around. We're both, you know,
Familiar with
fairly
it.
familiar with it and easy to get around, not like crazy, crazy traffic generally. Pretty
But
affordable
yeah,
hotels,
so we were
affordable food.
for sure. We were super, super excited when they had us back this year. And when I say I felt like as soon as we walked in the door, they kind of blew last year out of the water. Their schedule, like they had a what do you call that, Jesse? Like a program that they did not. I don't remember them having that last year. Am I
They didn't.
crazy?
I'm almost
Okay.
positive they didn't.
I'm pretty sure we kept looking on our phones. They had a pamphlet, you know, like a schedule
And they had a
and they
PDF version of it, which last year the schedule was like an express like a spreadsheet, like an Excel
right
spreadsheet
right
online.
yep
This year it was just a PDF version of that program book, and it
right
was so much easier
it
to.
was
Like it really seemed like they listened to
they
feedback. Like they cared
We almost
about.
at one point I think we said like, did they listen to our episode and take everything into consideration that
Yeah,
we
which I'm sure
said?
like they had a specific panel this year for like attendee feedback. And I am almost
Right.
positive that they sent me like a SurveyMonkey survey last year and I filled it out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of
Yeah.
times cons
So,
will, even when we attend as attendees, not as press, which, you
yes,
know, really
right.
we don't do a ton anymore, but
One a year.
when DragonCon, yeah, that's really
Right.
it. But
Yeah. No, like the schedule was 100 times better than last year. Last year they had a lot of interactive stuff that we really enjoyed. They had that this year, but a little bit more. They kind of upped it a little bit more. There was
yeah.
like you got a team when you got went in, and then you could compete and like try to like beat the other team. That was super fun. They had cosplay bingo. They had different
They had,
sorry.
yeah, like the cosplay bingo was like a scavenger hunt. They had the quests again.
They
They
had quests,
had
yes.
one of the other
That
local cons was there doing like a spin the wheel game where you could win prizes, even though I lost my
Yep.
Todoroki sticker, RIP.
There, and when I tell you for us it was so exciting, their cosplay pan was 1,000% better. There was almost something every
Not better,
hour.
just more. Like it, just
Yeah, there was
more.
just
Like that's
more,
not
yeah.
to disparage any of the
Right.
program we saw last year.
No,
It was
no,
just
no,
like
no,
there was cosplay panels pretty much
no.
every hour of every day this year.
Yep, every hour. And cosplayers that we were really excited to see. How about Crunchies, who we've never seen at a con before? Cosplays from Trash, Spinneret cosplays, or Spinneret sewing, I'm sorry. Oh gosh, what was the other one, Jesse?
Flower
Rival
Crown
Skies.
cosplay, Rival Skies,
Yep,
and then
Rival
those were like they
Skies.
had like, yeah, I guess they had
Yeah,
different
there
like
was,
levels, I
yeah.
guess, of
Right.
cosplay guests. So they had like the like main cosplay guests who were like the judges, and that was Cowbutt Crunchies and
Right.
Casey Renee, and they
Right.
were they did a little, they did some paneling, and then they were the judges of the costume contest, and then they had like
Panelists, feature
featured
panelists.
cosplayers, and that was Rival
Yep.
Skies and Cosplays from Trash. And then they had like featured panelists, several of whom were
Yes,
cosplayers.
cosplayers.
So there was
Yeah.
like, again, there was like
We,
three different levels of cosplay
right.
programming that you could
Yeah.
participate in.
Yep. And we, I really enjoyed the cosplay paneling that we went to. Spinneret sewing was the first one we went to, and they had a very interesting like for
It was
interaction
Cosplay
in the
Hoarders
pan.
Anonymous.
Yes. And for
And
interaction in the panel, you got like a little surprise gift, and Jesse and I both got little surprise gifts, and it was super
yeah,
fun.
and I'm using my surprise gift for my Gale costume.
Oh, exciting!
So I thought you knew that.
I think you maybe told me you were going to try.
I'm gonna.
That
It's done, been tried.
done been done. So
So yeah, I'll have
that
to
panel
remember
was
to.
tag them, yeah.
Well, you'll have to, because I can't
Yes.
do that.
So that
I'm not
panel was
allowed.
great. No, you're not. That panel was great. We went to Cosplay from Trash, who we are hopefully going to reach out to and see if he'll be on the podcast. We really enjoyed his because it spoke to us in the way that we have an entire episode called
Finding
Finding
a
in a
dumpster,
Dumpster.
and he literally
Yep.
talked about finding things in a
Yeah.
dumpster.
So we
And
really enjoyed his panel.
I was going to the car to get my Birkenstocks. I was trying to think of where I was when this happened because you told me about it and I knew I wasn't there. And I was like, where the hell was I? Going to get my Birkenstocks.
Oh yeah.
That's where I was.
I was in his panel, and Jesse had ran out to change shoes because cosplay,
I made a
and
mistake.
made a shoe mistake, and I was sitting in there and he was talking about like mashups and just like different ways to kind of cosplay. And he was like, it is so crazy, like the different mashups that you see. He's like, I've seen like several times today walking around Sailor Moon Barbie and Sailor Moon Weird Barbie, and like all the audience people turned around and like pointed at me, and he was like, "Oh yeah, oh my God, like how cool is that?" So Jesse missed that. I was like,
I
"You missed it.
did.
It was
I
so
was
fun."
getting my Birkenstocks. I had to,
Yeah.
it was one of the best decisions I've made in my entire life up to this point,
Really
going to get my
rejuvenated her.
Birkenstocks.
Yeah. So his panel was great. We went to Casey Renee's like corsetry panel. Super interesting. My favorite cosplay panel that I went to, Jesse didn't go. I'm gonna tell you why Jesse didn't go in a second, but was Cabot Crunchy's wig styling panel. Super helpful for my brain that cannot wrap itself around wig styling. So I'm super excited about that. She just straight up showed how she does some of her sculpting with the wigs, and my brain was just like something clicked into place. But the reason Jesse missed the panel we were at before Cabot Crunchy's wig styling, we went to a video game theme song bingo. Is that what it was called?
Video
Video
game
theme song
music
bingo?
bingo. Video game
Yeah.
music bingo.
And we had a freaking blast.
It was super fun. I was trying to win a fucking Switch controller. All I wanted was to win a Switch
She
controller.
tried so hard. I went in very nervous because I was like, "Girl, I'm not going to know any of this." And then turns out you didn't have to. So
Yeah,
we had a
he.
blast. It was a lot of fun.
It
Just
was
like a
super
fun.
fun.
The cosplay paneling, the other paneling, the overall vibe, the vendor hall, all amazing this year.
Good food,
And
improved food options. They had food
And
trucks,
food,
so there was.
yep. Everything really just was stepped up, and we
Yeah.
noticed. We for sure noticed.
Yeah.
And I don't know, unless they ban us, I don't know why we wouldn't go back next year. We
No,
really
we're
enjoyed
going,
it.
like, yeah. Well, like, it was just very, like, you can tell, I feel like you can tell that the people that put on the con really care about it, and they really want to. Like
Yep.
they are putting their like their really maximum effort.
Oh,
Like
Jesse, something we did this year that we just barely touched on last year. We sat
what?
through quite a bit of cosplay chess.
We did sit, I still don't understand it, but
Was confusing, but
yeah, it's got
a
like
fun
different rules than
little
real chess, and there's LARPing involved. Maybe next
advancing.
year, I'll be in a chess so I can. I just want to do the LARPing because I. But here's the thing: I probably will not be able to do it ever again.
You'll get us kicked out
Yeah, because like I
for
don't
sure.
know. I just don't feel like they take it seriously enough.
Something else they did this year, they really encouraged badge ribbons. They have badge ribbon
Oh,
contests.
yeah, like the badge ribbon contest for like the longest
And then
badge beard, like
I
ribbon
forgot
beard.
our badge
Yeah,
ribbons.
somebody forgot ours, so
We couldn't play.
yeah. It but like again, it was great cosplays walking around, great cosplays in the costume. Like it really like again, I'm excited. It made me excited to see what next year is like. Hopefully, like again, maybe we'll try to do a panel or something next
Yep, we
year.
talked about maybe trying a panel. We did meet a lot of fun panelists. We got to meet a lot of the panelists and stuff and have some conversations. And yeah, we're excited about the future of Evo for sure. Let's see, let's talk about our cosplays for this con.
Okay.
So our day one cosplays, Saturday cosplays for Evo Con, we really try for EvoCon, I think, to try to match the vibe. And it is a little bit younger age vibe than we're used like than a lot of
Well,
the
and
cons
it's,
we go
yeah,
to.
and it's also an anime convention.
It is an anime convention.
So,
So we try to kind of, like I said, match the vibe, although there are all different kinds of cosplays there.
yeah, definitely,
And
for sure.
so last year we did Sailor Moon, Thor and Loki, Sailor Scout. Thor and Loki. And this year, as we were brainstorming, I just had the really brilliant idea of what if we did Barbie movie, Sailor Scout mashup. And Jesse liked it, and I said, we're running with it. So I had made a weird Barbie cosplay costume for Halloween this year. And so I was like, well, I already have a weird Barbie wig, like I'll do weird Barbie. And so I reused that wig that I had cut and dyed and styled. And actually deconstructed my dress, made my Sailor Scout skirt out of that, made a matching cape. No, what's that called? Collar, sailor collar.
Oh my God.
Made another Sailor Scout bodysuit this
Made it, and I did order weird Barbie boots. I was real that was like my last thing to do, was like decide what I was going to do about my shoe situation. I just ended up ordering them off of Amazon. They weren't super comfortable, but I think if I put some insoles in there, they'd be good. They last, like I was fine. and you wore them, you
Yeah,
know.
I wore them. I did it. Yeah, so I was really happy with how mine turned out. I don't think I have any changes I would make. Jesse, want to talk about yours?
Yeah, I mean, I did pretty much we talked about you knew you were gonna do Weird Barbie. And so we
Yeah.
talked briefly about what when I was like, I think I kind of have to do like stereotypical gingham Barbie. Because you know, she just like with it being a mashup, you need like again, we've talked about before, you really need enough elements of both that it can be recognizable what you're going for. So I was like, I think I'll do stereotypical gingham Barbie. So decided I was gonna do that. I ordered a bodysuit for it and it came to and it was fucking ribbed.
Yep.
It travesty,
It
heartbreak.
was a travesty.
Ribbed. I did leave. I couldn't return it because it was considered like underwear because it was a bodysuit. And I mean, it was very cheap. So I was like, okay, I guess. And then you were like, well, why don't you try to? Because I was like, my original Sailor Moon bodysuit getting pre-busted. But I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to try to salvage it. So that's what I did. I got it out. I cut off like four layers of skirt. The seam ripped out part of it, I guess. Took off the Thor collar that was on it, the red collar that was on it, and swapped it out for a pink collar. So yeah, swapped out the red collar, put on a pink collar. I bought some organza to make butt bow because again, originally I was going to do a Super Sailor Moon, so that's why I bought organza because her butt bow is very sheer, which I think it still worked. I c was having trouble finding just like the pink gingham fabric for a halfway decent price, so I just straight up bought like a plus size bar like knockoff Barbie dress base. It was just a pink gingham dress. It didn't say it was Barbie, but it was like pretty similar.
Yeah.
And pieced that out for all the pieces of my costume, which it worked, ended up working really well. Like I was able to reuse a lot of pieces. So the skirt, I wasn't able to keep all of the shape of the skirt just because I had to take it off of the bodice, obviously, of the original dress.
Right.
But I was able to keep the pleats in it. So that's great because like, let's be honest, I'm not gonna pleat it. So that was it would have just not had pleats otherwise. And then the bodice I made into my bow for the front, like my chest bow. And then the one of the straps, because it was, you know, like a tank dress, strap dress, tank, you know. Add straps, the dress. I cut one of the straps off and then just sewed the other end. Like I seam ripped it off and then sewed the raw end. And that was my choker. Put some Velcro on it. And I really wanted to put clams on everything, but you made me self-conscious about the clams. Because the wig that I bought like a Barbie wig and it came with like all her jewelry that she wears to the beach. But you're like,
You're
I don't know if
claiming
you
it
should
up too
clam it up.
much.
So
You were too, you were flaming it up too much.
I didn't have any clams in the final look. Which I mean, I do still have all that jewelry. It was like, again, it came with the wig, and
Yeah.
then I bought like $2 worth of like kids clam jewelry to potentially use. So, it wasn't, I didn't lose anything in,
Right.
really, $2. What else? Oh, and I used the belt. So there was a belt with the dress, and I used the belt to make my like rolls for my gloves, the like stuffed, like if you've seen Sailor Moon gloves, they have like rolls. And then I think that was it. Oh, didn't clam up my tiara because you told me not to. So I just pink gem. You convinced me not to clam it up. I wanted to put a clam on pretty much every accessory.
You did. That's
And you convinced me not to go full clam.
I rest my case.
So, I mean, I bought, they're so cute, these shoes that I
You were
bought.
at
They're
clam
perfect.
capacity. You were at clam capacity.
I had no, zero clams. I don't understand how zero
Well,
clams is maximum clam capacity. Zero? The capacity is zero? I don't like that. I'm just gonna cosplay for Dragon Con giant clam.
yeah. So, Jesse, anything you're gonna change before Dragon Con with your Sailor Barbie?
I will probably get back up. I would really like to wear, so that was the situation. My for whatever reason, like a day or two before the con, I don't know if I think it was maybe a hormonal thing, but my feet swelled up so big, like a day or two before the con, and I was just doing like normal daily activities. So then that on top of trying to fit in these skinny little heels, like, or heels period. I mean, they were like a 1-inch heel, maybe two, but it just wasn't working. Like they were barely fitting in. It was, 10 pounds a foot in a 5 pound shoe. So I went and swapped out my Birkenstocks. So I will probably get a pair of pink flats, or I've got a pair of white flats that I may dye pink. Again, I'd like to try to wear the heels, but again, at Dragon Con, I just don't know, especially if we end up wearing it like late in the con. Like if we take those to Dragon Con and we decide to wear them like Saturday or Sunday night or something, I probably am not gonna be wanting to wear
I think your
heels.
Birkenstocks worked with it.
Yeah, they do. Like they work, especially for like EvoCon, and like even one of the panels we're at, I think it was Cosplays from Trash. He pointed out, he was like, you don't have to get everything exact. Like, especially if it's shoes, like 9 times out of 10, and like nobody's gonna even be looking at your shoes. So I probably will get a pair of pink flats, but if I can find them, like especially since I've got time to like keep an eye on like clearance and sales and stuff. Other than that, I don't really think I might make a gingham hair bow.
So that was Saturday, and then Sunday, Jesse, you knew you wanted to rewear rose quartz because you had done some upgrades to
Yeah,
her.
I did. She's moving on up in the
Moving on
world.
up. Yeah.
One was the main intentional upgrade was I got a new shirt to add. So before, my shirt for rose quartz was two pieces. So it was a bra base that had the rose straps, and then like a wrap top that I put around it. And I didn't really like that wrap top because it was constantly like falling, like not falling down where I was like exposed or anything, but like I'd go to the bathroom and the knot where it was tied would like start like rolling around weird, or it would get like really uneven, or it would start pulling down so that you could see the bra, like the top where, like where the strap meets the cup. And I just was like, and this isn't a good solution. So I was like, I wonder if I can find something better. And literally, I was just like looking at clearance plus size tops. And for $4, there was this white tube top with a white rose on it. And I was like, that looks fucking perfect. I'm going to order it and try it. And if it doesn't work, like it's $4. And I ordered it and ended up working well. And then the other upgrade, well, I wasn't really intending to make, but I still can't find my wig. I'm pretty sure our one cat destroyed it. So I bought a new wig and I made a new headpiece to go with the new wig, and I'm really happy with it. I really like the new wig. I think it looks a little bit more accurate to the character. It's going to be a little bit more versatile because my old wig, because I sewed two wigs together, it was not a very clean. It was a Jesse sewed wig, and it was the first time I had ever sewed wigs together, like attached two wigs. So to hide that kind of like harsh line where I sewed the two wigs together, I just covered it up with flowers. And which works, but then that wig was pretty much only usable for rose quartz. Not that I ever will use this pink wig for any other character, but I could, because now the headpiece is a completely separate piece. It also gives me the option to just wear it without the headpiece if I wanted, because she doesn't have anything in her hair. The character doesn't, which, you know, my version is not a screen accurate version, but yeah, I think that's pretty much the upgrades I made.
First con of the year, really con crunched it all the way to the very end for me. So.
Yeah, it was, you know, as per the usual for us. But yeah, she's always like, she's, you know, my favorite one to wear. Really happy with it. My sword is, you know, my favorite. So
yeah, so. You knew going in you wanted to do rose quartz. You had some upgrades. And so because we do like to match.
Well, in my defense, we originally talked about only doing one new one, and then we were going to wear old ones the next day.
So
if we were going to wear an old one anyway, rose quartz was already dug out, or at least I thought it was all dug out. Again, couldn't remember find the wig, but so...
It yeah, wasn't this is
just
true.
If I was going to rewear an old one, that was the one that made the most sense to me.
For sure. Yeah, no, this totally, totally valid points. But I have a problem where, like I said, I like matching because it's always more fun. And I had talked about, I think it was maybe Dragon Con, maybe, that I had talked about doing a Steven Universe cosplay to match Jesse's rose quartz, but I didn't end up doing that. I think probably because we already have like way too many cosplays for. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to put together a quick little Steven Universe cosplay for this con. And my one stipulation was like, I want to be able to get away without wearing body paint, if I can at all help it. So we, you know, there was a lot of discussion and finally decided on Pearl. She was actually one that I had looked at doing anyway, but then I decided, you know, I felt like I could get away with her without the body paint. So I picked the outfit that I wanted to use. I'd seen some other cosplayers do that version and just really liked it. And so I threw together a couple different patterns. I used, because it was like last minute and I was trying not to spend a ton of money on it. It wasn't like a, you know, once again, a character that I was like passionate about or anything. I went to my fabric stash and some old garments that I have and repurposed what I could and salvaged things and threw together a pearl dress. She was not my favorite thing to put together. I was happy with the way she was turning out. But I think all along I knew I wasn't going to like it on me. And I think I was just being kind of like stubborn about that.
You were. I'm glad that you come to the, because you literally sent me a picture of it on your dress form. I had
And said,
made
"Thanks, I
no
hate it."
comments. The caption you
No.
sent with the first picture was,
Thanks, I
"Thanks,
hate
I hate it." So I was like,
it.
okay, like, are we in the problem-solving phase? Are we in the mourning phase? And I told you
No.
multiple times, like, if you hate it, don't wear it. Like, there's no point.
Yeah, I don't think I had like fully come to terms with the fact that I was gonna hate it. I think I was
I
just
think
like,
also we have two different, like, we have two different mindsets, I guess, when it comes to, like, because you said, well, I put too much work into it to not wear it.
I really did. Like I pieced together like multiple patterns and like really like pushed the days that I made that. Like I think I spent like three good days, not like full days, but you know, like 3 good days really doing the majority of the work on her. And I was happy with the work overall. Like I said, it was just like the cosplay on, like once it was said and done, that I wasn't as happy with. And once again, that's nobody's fault. Like that's not, I didn't feel pressured to do it. It was just I was being stubborn, because I was like, I made it and damn it, I'm gonna do it. So didn't love it on. I did cover shoes, which is the first time I've ever covered shoes. So that was interesting. I watched a YouTube video and then just was like, well, I know more than you. So it wasn't great, but it worked. The biggest issue I had, which is often one of my biggest issues, is the wig. I definitely did not do it the night before we left. And by that I mean I did. I tried to bulk it up with some netting and some batting in there to give it shape and to have something for the rest of the hair to adhere to. It just didn't work. I was using got to be glue spray. It just still was not working and holding the way I wanted it to, but I clipped the place, sprayed it really good, and left it on the mannequin and said a little, you know, sent some vibes its way and brought it with me to the con and just hoped that I could pull it together next morning. I just didn't feel like it ever, she ever really lived her best life. Which is my fault for poor planning. And I told Jesse the night before we wore a Saturday night after I went to How About Crunchy's panel, I said, well, I know what I've done wrong. Like that panel just really, like I think if I had gone to that panel before, I really might have had a better chance at pulling that wig off.
You came out and your eyes were like huge and you were like, I did literally everything wrong. And I was like, with what? Like, I had no clue. I was coming out with my Sonic baby. You really were like, and I thought you were talking about the wig you were wearing. And I was like, what are you
Yeah.
talking about? Like, if you're happy with the way it looks. And then I realized you meant your other wig. So I knew then, like,
Yeah.
you know, like I said, where I, it doesn't matter how much I've put work into it. Like, I probably put 20 hours into that Lydia Deetz poncho and I literally put it into a dumpster.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, she's not in a dumpster yet. She is still in the suitcase. I pulled a Jessie with that one. I felt like those cosplays got a lot, you know, like they were well received. It was just personal preference. Like it just, I think it really lends to, it does help if you do like the character, even just like, I don't know. It might even be like as long as you really like the outfit the character's wearing, but just it wasn't. It was a fail in my mind. So I ended up, and I was okay once I was in it, except for I forgot it was a old wig that I cut. I'd worn that wig for Black Lady from Sailor Moon when we went to Grand Rapids. And that wig was small, so it was squeezing my head all day. So after lunch, I changed and I was just in normie clothes the rest of the day, which I was perfectly happy about.
there's no shame in it.
No.
I was going to say the same thing you said. Like, if it was a character that you had been excited to do forever and you were super passionate about, then I think it would have been different. That was kind of my point when I was like, you don't have to wear it. Like,
Yeah.
it wasn't like your dream cosplay
Right.
that you literally did it just so we would have something else to match. Which again, that's not me saying that with judgment. That's just saying like that's
No.
more what I meant. And I again, it's one of those that I think you were probably being too hard on yourself.
You win some, you lose some, you know? I'm okay with that. Yeah.
But
Jesse, any final thoughts from EvoCon? Any other honorable mentions of fun things or?
no, I mean, like everything, like there was not a single panel I think that we went to that I was like, oh, this is
This is
disappointing.
bad.
And my cousin came with us,
And your
which
cousin came with us. It was her very first con.
her very first con, and she was super excited. She really loved it. She didn't do a ton with us, which is totally fine. Like,
Yep.
like so she did a lot
But
of
she
the
had a
other
great
panels.
time.
Yeah, I was gonna say she was really happy with all the programming that
Yeah.
she did. She did a lot of like the voice actor panels, and she got
Which
like her picture with one of
we
the
knew
voice
planning
actors.
it. Right. We knew planning. We knew she wanted to go to a convention with us. She'd never been. And we knew this would be a good one. And it turned out that it was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. It's been a while. It's kind of like it reminded me of like, you know, going to Disney with somebody for the first time, or like, you know, like
Like we
taking a
kind
look.
of take we I was gonna say we kind of take for granted like how awesome con is, like as much as
Right,
we
like
love
how
it and
lucky.
we hype it up, but like seeing it kind of through her eyes, we're like, yeah, it is
Right,
awesome.
yeah, like it is like people and like people are in general so cool. Like somebody, we were in the bathroom and somebody came up and on my rose quartz skirt, you know, it's a beast to use the bathroom in. And somebody came up and was like, hey darling, can I fix your skirt for you? And like just like it was so kind that they asked permission and like they wanted to make sure my cosplay looked nice. It was just like those little like interactions. So yeah, it was one of those, but
If
I
you are,
think
if
that
you're in the general vicinity of Evansville, Indiana, and you've never been and you want like a good starter con, it is a great starter con.
I think it's even not a starter con, a great
It's right.
con.
It's a
Like,
great, it's just a great con in general. But
I think value for money, it's one of the better cons that we go to
yep, I
because
agree.
it's very affordable. The hotels are very affordable. It's free parking, so if you can't get a hotel that's
Yep.
close, and again, just the like again, I'm excited to see. I think it's going to be bigger and better things next year. Like
Yep.
I'm very optimistic, and even if it's, you know, the same, the level is pretty impressive for,
For sure.
you know, for. So, like again, you can tell that they're putting effort to grow it. Things were organized really well. Badge pickup was a breeze. There was good security. Like, yeah, it was it
Overall,
like
just a
again.
really great con
Yeah,
and a good like a good way to
EvoCon.
start off the year.
Yeah, EvoCon has a special place in my heart, I feel like, because I feel like it's like a littler Dragon Con where you can tell that everyone involved is doing it because like nobody's doing it to like make money or to like I'm, you know, not that they don't want to make money, but you know what I mean? Like they you can tell that the people are doing it because they really are passionate about having a con for, you know, because some people that go to EvoCon, it's probably the only con that they can feasibly go to that year.
Right.
And I think it is so wonderful that these people are like, we want to put on a con that's just as good as these cons in the big huge cities, you know, every bit like there this year I, you know, again, tons of different varied programming. There were anime fan panels, there were the voice actor panels, there was cosplay panels, there were games and interactive stuff. There was whatever that host club Kiss Kiss Fall in Love was. We don't know because we were scared that it was going to be something that we
Right.
would go to jail for. So if you were at
Right.
EvoCon and you went to Kiss Kiss Fall in Love, What was it? Are you in jail now? It would be cool if someone was listening to our podcast in jail. Can people from jail write to us?
Yeah, we can get pen pals for sure.
Well, we don't have a physical address that we give out. Give people in jail your home address.
Maybe
we need to get
email,
a P.O. box,
you know,
specifically so that we can get mail from people in jail.
Do they have email?
I don't know. Probably like minimum security, but I know probably not maximum. And it probably depends also what you're in for. Like if you're in for like internet fraud or something, probably not. Or like something like, you know,
let
I'm doing
us
a
know.
Lot of
motion.
Well,
right.
they can't let us know if they're in prison.
That's a really good point.
I can't imagine if someone in prison and this is like their way to get in touch with the outside world. Like, I feel like we owe them an apology.
Yeah.
If anyone from EvoCon is actually listening, like, I think you usually tag the con when you upload the episode,
I
don't
do.
You?
I do.
So if anyone is listening, like, seriously, we should probably message them or two, thanks for allowing us to be part of things. I'm very appreciative.
I'm
thank you for your hard work. It is noticed. It was a wonderful con last year, and just seeing all the improvements and really feeling like they were like, okay, what can we do better? And that they executed that was just like, it really commendable, because that does take an incredible amount of work.
It does. Yep.
So,
we noticed the difference. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope that you enjoyed hearing about EvoCon. Have you ever been to EvoCon? What are your thoughts?
Have you ever been in
love? Do you want it? If you want to follow along with us on social media, we're on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. We're also over on the TikTok at Cosplay and Cocktails. You can send us, all kinds of things there, or just follow along. But if you want to send like a really in-depth synopsis of the last con you went to, or like just really intense questions or critiques, send those over to the email. That's where Jesse hangs out.
That is, I guess, where I hang out. You can send cocktail recipes, mocktail recipes, interesting plants and mushrooms, weird fish pics, episode ideas, cons or other nerdy events we should go to. We're always on the lookout for those, particularly if they're in the Midwest, makes it a little bit easier. Things you want us to feature, if you've got a costume that you want to send, we'll put it up on the page. Will, I don't know how. Anyway, yeah, send us things that would be cool to post on the social media. Like I said, things that are going on that we need to know about.
Somebody's got to tell us. How else would we know?
Yeah. Like, did you know that the Kenny Chesney Margarita has been renamed at Texas Roadhouse? Kenny, what happened? Now that Jimmy Buffett is dead, Kenny Chesney is listening to our podcast in his place.
I hope so.
Jimmy Buffett is dead, right? He's dead.
Yeah, he died at DragonCon this year. I mean, he wasn't there, but he
was
at DragonCon.
He didn't die at DragonCon.
But we were at DragonCon.
He died at the... That's not how people dying work.
We were shocked the next day that there was like already Jimmy Buffett cosplays.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There were people like who had like just straight, like a lot of them. It's really taken a turn. He died at DragonCon.
I just literally forgot the words "while we" in that sentence.
Yeesh.
Yeesh. What else can they send, Jesse?
I don't know. Help is what they can send.
We would like to know what cosplays you would like to see us do in the future.
Yeah, we need to soon be talking about / deciding on Comic Palooza and Dragon Con costumes.
Yeah, it's gonna
so
sneak up on us.
Send us some ideas.
Jesse, where can they send that to?
If you'd like to email us, you can email us at the email of our email address, which is cosplayandcocktailspod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com. Well, Jesse, what do you reckon?
Oh, I reckon it's time we best be scootin'.
Okay, bye!
Bye!